Do you feel like you need God's encouragement and wisdom throughout the week to take hold of His promise to fly like an eagle? You've come to the right place. Welcome to Eagles on the Hill. Let's join our host, Pastor Jeff Scheich.
Hey, people, I am your host, Pastor Jeff Scheich. Welcome to the podcast this week as we head into July the 4th. And so that's going to set the tone for our theme this week. If you're watching on YouTube, you're going to see something different on the screen right now. And that is in celebration of the 4th of July week, we've got our first bling out. And so you too can have a cap like I have on and get some Eagles on the Hill bling. So where do you go to get the bling? Well, I'll tell you where you go. You go to NFL.com. And there at the various NFL sites, you can get some NFL gear just like I have to celebrate Eagles on the Hill. Of course, this is a Philadelphia Eagles cap that I have on. And so you too can support both the Philadelphia Eagles and Eagles on the Hill if you want to do that. So enjoy that cap. I'm going to take it off here and get serious about what we're doing here. All right. So as I said, it's July 4th week. And we are going to, as all of us, I hope, are going to be celebrating this week, celebrating the gift of God to us that is our nation, United States of America, America for short. So we want to celebrate God's gift to us. You know, I believe that America is the greatest nation in the history of the world. I believe it's God's gift to us that we need to treasure and value and maintain. So what is it that makes America great? Why do I say that America is the greatest nation on the face of the earth? Well, because of the good that's done for so many people that live here in the United States, and also because of the good that's been done for hundreds of millions, even billions of people around the world. Can any other nation make that claim? I don't think so. In addition, America is very, very unique as a nation. We are not a nation that is based on ethnicity or race. And so you look at the country of Japan, for instance, and everyone knows to be part of the country of Japan, you need to be Japanese. To be part of the country of Sweden, you need to be Swedish. And look around the world. Countries are based on tribe. Countries are based on ethnicity, on race. The United States is very different and has always been very different. What makes us unique? Well, much ink has been spilled on this. Many thoughts are out there about this. I would submit to you that a book by Dennis Prager called Still the Best Hope gives a great explanation of what it is that makes America unique. What are the values that make America unique? What makes America so special? Dennis Prager, by the way, if you don't know who Dennis Prager is, his last name is P-R-A-G-E-R. Dennis Prager is one of the wisest people on the planet, in my opinion. He is an Orthodox Jew in his beliefs, not in his practice, as he would say. He's not quite up to that standard of orthodoxy in his practice, but he's Orthodox in his beliefs. And Dennis Prager has a radio show, has podcasts, has all kinds of things, websites, PragerU, all this kind of stuff out there. So lots of opportunities to gain and grow from the wisdom of Dennis Prager. Of course, the one thing Dennis Prager does not have is finally, ultimately, the most important thing, and that is faith in Jesus as his Savior. So he knows a lot about Jesus, but he does not know Jesus. And that is very, very sad for me to admit that, but it's the truth. And we need to deal in the truth here, not just in make-believe. So while I look to Dennis Prager and have learned a ton from him and encourage you also to learn a ton of wisdom from Dennis Prager, the reality is that he does not know Jesus as his Savior. And that is a sad thing. Nevertheless, so with that said, Still the Best Hope is a great book by Dennis Prager, in which he outlines the things that make America unique, special, and great. And he calls these things the American Trinity. Now, where does he get this idea of an American Trinity? Well, he gets it from our coinage, from the coinage of the United States. So here, for instance, is the back of a quarter. And on the back of our the United States quarter dollar, there it is, the first of the three parts of the American Trinity, e pluribus unum, out of many, one. That is one of the three values that makes America what it is. Out of many, one, that phrase first came in our nation's history from the 13 colonies who became one nation. But it's come to mean something else. It's come to mean that we are a conglomeration of people from around the world, many different tribes and races here in the United States. Out of many, we are one. We are one nation with so much in common with one another, more in common than we have different, even though we come from so many different backgrounds. Compare that, as we did earlier in the podcast, to Japan. If you immigrate to Japan, you will not be Japanese. Your kids will not be Japanese. Your grandkids will not be Japanese. If you immigrate to Sweden, your kids will not be Swedish. Your grandkids will not be Swedish. They may live there, but it's not out of many one. There is this distinct tribal difference that happens all around the world in so many nations around the world, but that does not happen here. I remember when I was living in Florida and our church brought over a family, a husband and wife and their son, who was about, I think, 10 or 11 years old at the time. They were living behind the Iron Curtain and they escaped. And of course, they were on the run and they were brought to the United States. Our church sponsored them. And I remember their first July 4th, standing with them as they watched the fireworks explode. It was a moving experience as they realized that they too were Americans. They had been here for 6 months, but they were Americans through and through, and they became citizens of this great nation. Their kids, grandkids were Americans, just as much as the people who have been here for generations were all Americans, tied together because of these three great American values, the first out of many, one. We dare not lose that value. We dare not become tribal. We dare not start putting ourselves in various groups and talk about us and them, or our nation will fall apart. Out of many, one, the first leg of the American Trinity. The second leg of the American Trinity is liberty, found on the front, prominently displayed on the front of our coinage here in the United States. There it is, a picture online for you of the word liberty written across quarters. There, right above George Washington's head. We'll talk about George Washington in a little bit. Of course, he figures prominently in the July 4th story as well. Liberty is something that's proclaimed throughout the world. I think of the French Revolution. They proclaim liberty. So what makes our liberty different? Well, the French Revolution also proclaimed equality. That is equality of outcomes. And when you have equality of outcomes, you no longer have liberty. Think about it. In order to achieve equality of outcomes, you must do away with liberty, because equality of outcomes must be forced. That's what happened in France. And the revolution, the French Revolution, failed in horrible ways. The United States did not have equality of outcomes as one of our three values. Rather, we have equality at birth as one of our three values. We have equality under the law as one of our three values, but we have liberty as the value. Not equality. Those other words about equality do not really rise to the level, actually, of these other three American values. So how does this play out in our culture, where we do not believe in equality of outcomes, but we believe in equality before the law, we believe in equality at birth, in terms of status, that sort of thing? How does that play out? Well, you saw my cap, the Philadelphia Eagles cap. Every player on the Philadelphia Eagles makes more money than I do as a pastor. Now, what's more valuable to you? I hope me as your pastor, if I'm your pastor. What's more valuable, a school teacher that molds these minds full of young, skulls full of young mush into great minds? A teacher, of course, is very valuable to our society and yet does not get paid nearly what a person on the Philadelphia Eagles football team gets paid. Why is that? Because we don't have equality of outcomes. And they can make money, and so they do. And I make the money I do, and that's just the way it is. If we don't accept that, if we try to strive for equality of outcomes, we will lose our liberty. Look around and see what's happening today. See if you see any evidence of us losing liberty by striving for equality of outcomes. And the final leg of the American Trinity, as Dennis Prager talks about it, is found on our coins, In God We Trust. In God We Trust. Now, what makes our In God We Trust different than the In God We Trust of nations around the world? Well, we have never had an official religion of our nation. That is, in England, there's the Church of England. In Saudi Arabia, the official religion is Islam. In other nations, the official religion might be a Hindu religion or Buddhist religion, but in our country, our nation has never had an official religion. Our states in the 13 colonies had official religions, many of them. Some of them did not. But our nation was founded without an official religion. So what do we mean when we say In God We Trust? Well, Prager would say that what that phrase is talking about is the specific Judeo-Christian God and that found in the Bible, and specifically, even more specifically, the morality that's found in Scripture. That is what we mean when we say In God We Trust, that we mean we are accountable to this generic American deity, if you will, whose morality is found in Scripture, in the Bible, the 66 books of the Bible. Even though Prager is a Jew, he would say it's the 66 books of Scripture. That's where the morality is found. That's the God, generically, the American God we're talking about. Now, of course, in our church services, we worship a more specific God, Jesus Christ himself, who died and rose again for us to give us salvation. Prager would say that's not what we mean when we say In God We Trust. What we mean is the morality of that God. That's what we're talking about, that we are responsible not to one another, but to God, that God of the Bible, and that our rights do not come from government, because if our rights came from government, they could be taken away, but our rights come from this kind of generic God that's part of the American Trinity. So that's the American Trinity that Prager would put forth as the three values that make our country unique, make our country special, have enabled us to bless hundreds of millions around the world. E Pluribus Unum, liberty, and In God We Trust. Think about that. Think about what you may have heard. Hopefully you've heard discussions of this in our culture, as people have talked about fundamentally transforming America. Now, I'm not sure what all is meant by fundamentally transforming America, but I get a little scared when I hear people talk about a fundamental transformation of our nation. I do not want to lose the things that have made us great. Now, we have not always lived up to these things. No doubt about that. And in fact, the next video I'm going to show you will demonstrate that for us. But it will do it in a funny way, so be ready to laugh, hopefully. We've not always lived up to the ideals of E Pluribus Unum, of liberty, of In God We Trust. But if we cast those aside in our effort to fundamentally transform America, we will lose America. So we need to be very careful as we continue to work on our country, as we continue to work on the faults we have and to make our nation better. We should always be doing that. That we don't lose this, what Prager calls the American Trinity. Well, that's the serious portion of our podcast today. We're going to now move into a fun portion of our podcast, and hopefully we can get this up and on the air for you. But this is a guy, a comedian, Nate Bargatze, and he plays the part of George Washington, and he has four of his soldiers, three white soldiers, one black soldier there, as they gather around the campfire and talk about what they're fighting for in the Revolutionary War. And of course, it's not meant to be serious. It's meant to be funny. Let's take a look, take a listen, and see what you think.
I hear the British are sending another 5,000 troops.
How will we ever win this war?
By remembering what we fight for.
General Washington.
Sit, please. You need your strength for the fight ahead. We fight for a country of our own, a new nation, where we choose our own laws.
Hear, hear!
Said, sir.
Choose our own leaders.
Yes, sir!
And choose our own systems of weights and measures.
Weights and measures, sir?
Yes. Yes, I dream of that one day. Our proud nation will measure weights in pounds, and that 2,000 pounds shall be called a ton.
And what will 1,000 pounds be called, sir?
Nothing. Because we will have no word for that.
It seems like we should have a word for 1,000 pounds, sir.
And yet we won't. Because we are free men. And we will be free to measure liquids in liters and milliliters. But not all liquids, only soda, wine, and alcohol.
Only those, sir.
Yes. Because for milk and paint, we will use gallons, pints, and quarts, God willing.
Okay. How many liters are in a gallon, sir?
Nobody knows.
And, sir, in this new country, what plans are there for men of color such as I?
Distance will be measured in inches, feet, yards, and miles. So 12 inches to a foot?
12 feet to a yard.
If it were only so simple. 3 feet to a yard.
And how many yards to a mile?
Nobody knows.
Okay, well, how many feet to a mile?
5,280, of course. It's a simple number that everyone will remember.
Just confess, it feels a little complicated, sir. Why not use meters and kilometers?
We will, soldier. But only in certain unpopular sports like track and swimming. For popular sports like football, we will use yards.
Football, sir?
Yes. It's a sport where you throw a ball with your hands.
So in football, there is no kicking?
There's a little kicking. Kick the ball to get points.
How many points, sir?
Sometimes one and sometimes three.
Very confused, sir.
Do not worry. For our new nation, we will have rulers with two sets of numbers. Inches on one side, centimeters on the other.
So we can see where they line up.
Yes, except that they don't line up and they never will. Liberty, son, liberty.
And the slaves, sir, what of them?
You asked about the temperature.
I did not.
We shall have two different unrelated scales of temperature. One of them will make sense to the entire world, and the other will be super random. Our great nation will use the random one.
What is the scale called, sir?
Fahrenheit.
Spell that for me?
Impossible. But one day, if we are brave, we will get rid of the U and a lot of British words like color and armor. But by God, we will keep the British U and the word glamour.
Only glamour, sir?
Only glamour. That is my dream for our countrymen. A melting pot of different measurements that will make Europeans throw little tantrums. In short, a land of liberty.
Where all men are free. Where all men are free, right?
Well, that makes me laugh every time I've heard it. I've heard it about 10 times. So hopefully we get that into the podcast, and if we don't, we'll put it in the links down below. So there you go. Except for, of course, the ending to me is not all that funny, because of course we had that issue with slavery that was a huge issue in our nation for the first 80 years of our nation's history, and then we've struggled with race ever since. Struggled to live up to those three parts of the American Trinity out of many one, and we're getting there. We're getting closer. And yet sometimes we still struggle with that liberty, and in God we trust. So I pray that today's podcast has been a blessing to you. I hope the beginning was a blessing in a serious way, and the ending, hopefully we got it on there, is going to be a blessing in a fun way. I want to encourage you to write us at eaglesonthehill211@gmail.com. Let us know your thoughts about what we talked about today, about Dennis Prager, Nate Bargatze, or whatever else you want to discuss with us. Let us know some other topics that you'd like us to have on the podcast as we continue to produce a couple of these a week. Remember, as we close, that those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength and soar on wings like eagles. Thanks for joining us on the podcast, and don't forget to get your podcast bling at Eagles on the Hill. Thanks for listening.